Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A lonely, dejected man sat in the office of Dr. James Hamilton, a British physician who practiced in Manchester, England. The patient told of a sickness which he said was taking his very life. "I'm frightened of the terror of the world around me. I'm depressed by life. I can find no happiness anywhere," he said. "Nothing amuses me. I have nothing to live for." Then he said, "If you can't help me, I shall kill myself." Sensing that this was not the kind of an illness which responds to medication, Hamilton, having just been to the circus, suggested that he go and see Grimaldi, the world-renowned clown, perform. "Grimaldi is the funniest man alive," he said. "He'll cure you." A dark look of pain crossed the patient's face as he said, "Doctor, don't jest with me. I am Grimaldi." How do you cure the loneliness of those who make others laugh, but inwardly are painfully lonely? You know scores of people like Grimaldi, the circus entertainer, put on a good front, and they make others think that they're happy and on top of everything, when in reality they are lonely and hurt deeply and suffering. Is there a cure to this loneliness of the empty heart? How do you fix a broken heart? Dr. Leonard Kammer, a psychiatrist who specializes in treating depression, says, "The human being is the only species that can't survive alone. The human being needs another human being, otherwise he's dead." John Wesley Shouse told how he picked up a hitchhiker and then began a conversation with the young man who was sharing the ride. The hitchhiker told him how he had gone to rock concerts and made it a lifestyle, and that all he did was to go from one to another, working a few days here and there to keep his body and soul together. The young man described the feelings which the music brought to his life and how his entire being revolved around those reactions. Then after a few minutes, the hitchhiker asked, "What do you do for a living?" Shouse is a seminary professor who spends his life teaching young men and women how to preach, and he explained that he was a Christian involved in Christian ministry. The young man sat there in silence for a few minutes, trying to process the information that he had just received, and then he asked, "What does it feel like to be a Christian?" Then it was Dr. Shouse's turn to think. Striving to reply in such a way the youth could relate to what he said, Dr. Shouse said, "Being a Christian feels like never being alone." Shouse understood the companionship that comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Religions are usually based upon the premise that a person must do certain things to appease God. No, Christianity is a relationship. And with that relationship comes companionship that denies the stark reality of being forever alone. That's the difference. So here's the important question: how do you forge that kind of a relationship? Now, going to church may help, but it isn't a full answer in itself, because going to church can leave you just as lonely as staying away from it. Most people have never forged a personal relationship with Christ, because they only know Him in sort of a professional way, not an intimate personal friendship way. Get to know the real person, Jesus, and you will never be lonely again. How do you do that? I'd suggest that you begin by reading His biography in the Gospel of John. Ask Him to show Himself real to you. He will, friend, and when He does, you'll never be lonely again.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.